visiting with Lebo boys basketball coach Dennis Becker here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, got a win last night over Madison, and you played a difficult schedule. You played some difficult opponents with that pre-Christmas tournament, and then also Flint Hills in your season opener. But do you feel like you're starting to click right now, you know, knowing you got a pair of wins the last couple of games?
Yeah, we are. The guys are starting to play a lot better. They're starting to play, you know, more under control. And those our younger guys, our freshmen and sophomores, are starting to transition into, you know, into a varsity role. And then those upperclassmen are starting to hit their stride.
Well, Zach Oswald continues to be big, and last week in the Central Heights tournament, had three consecutive games of 20 or more and at least 10 rebounds up to, I think, like 13 or 14. But it all starts with Zach Oswald with you guys.
It does. It does. It all starts, and teams know it, and that helps us out too. Teams are putting teams are double-teaming and triple-teaming Zach, and that's helping the other guys get open, and they know they're starting to figure out how to play and how to read those plays. When people do go and double team him, they can find those openings. But Zach's doing a good job under there for us, being solid. You know, you can always consistently count on his points and rebounds and second chances, and the other guys are starting to step up around it.
Who are some of the other guys behind Zach that have done some good things, as you know, especially last night against Madison?
Yeah, last night, you know, early on in the game, we were trying to figure ourselves, trying to figure out they were running a some pressure zone 1-3-1, and Drew Conrady stepped up and was getting some early buckets, and then late in the second half, freshman Brock Hadley really stepped up and made a couple 3-pointers, and you know, and ended the night with 13 points. So you know, it's really good to see when you can get a freshman to provide that many points for you.
Nice to hear about Brock, and of course his dad is Brian Hadley, the football coach at Lebo. You know, what does it mean for a freshman to make an impact early in their high school career?
You know, it means a lot for their confidence, and that's what we're trying to do with those freshmen right now, is trying to get them the confidence and make that transition to the high school game. And you know, and so to have some success and see the ball go in, it just helps that, it helps that confidence, you know, mature quicker.
Visiting with Lebo boys basketball coach Dennis Becker here on the Area Coach's Corner. Another big one for you guys coming up on Friday night as you head to Opie getting a win last night over Waverly. And then after the holiday break, you'll get Waverly, Hartford, and Burlingame. That's a pretty good stretch of games where it's no nights off, like we mentioned last night in pregame, and this is the Lyon County League, just going to be a gauntlet again this year.
It is, and you know, it's good. I like the competition, and you know, and the guys know that. Yeah, every day, you know, we have a little bit of a target on our back from the past couple of years, so people are coming for you, but we embrace it. We'll take the challenge, and yeah, tough one Friday, and then take a little break for the Christmas holiday, and yeah, but then you're right back in it, and you better come out of the break ready to go.
So how big is Friday for you guys? Get some confidence continuing heading into the holiday break, because again, there's three really good games coming out of the break.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, getting a win on Friday would get us to 500, back to 500, and just always, I mean, always nice to get a win against, you know, against Opie. They're a well-coached team from Schmidt, and yeah, so it's you know, just a huge confidence builder, and then also it'll be a big boost in the league standings as well.
Well, the last time you guys and Opie met, it was in your guys' gym, and I believe Grayson Shoemaker decided to go off and get you guys that win. So We're looking forward to another good game coming up on Friday between you guys and Opie. We'll have it on Country 101.7 FM. That'll be our final area doubleheader of the pre-Christmas schedule before we take a break, heading into the holiday break and resuming back in January. Coach, best of luck on Friday at Opie. We look forward to carrying the game. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and best of luck in your first three games out of the holiday break with Waverly, Hartford, and Burlingame. And I'll talk to you again on January 15th.
All right. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well.
That is Lebo boys basketball coach Dennis Becker joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Miller Granite, MT Networks, and Grimmett Construction on KVOE, live and local.